Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Too. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta, guys?
Well, let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She's telling Tristan Thompson what to do now, and the homie Andrew Freund is hanging out with the cast of Uncle Drew. But first, we got some breaking news, everybody.
What is it?
Julia Roberts is joining Instagram.
Okay. What?
She was one of the last holdouts of, like, the big, big celebrities, and so she finally caved, and she's on the gram now.
Following.
Well, I was waiting on her, though.
I'm still waiting for Morgan Freeman to join Instagram so I can read a whole bunch of things in his voice in my head.
Oh, yeah.
But let's break down Julia's first post. She posted this pic with the caption, "Hello."
Oh, that was cute.
She kept it simple.
Yeah.
Great, brand new Instagram etiquette. Don't do too much of your caption. Yes. You don't look corny. Right. That just tells you right now
she has no idea. You know, when you first got on Instagram, you didn't really understand how it all worked and how your hashtag and tying it to other people. She doesn't know, so she's like, I'm going to play it safe, and I'm just going to put up a picture and go, hello.
Right.
That's it. That's all she's doing.
I'm sure she, like, thought of some other things. Like, hey, Instagram, y'all ready to turn up with me? No.
Like, well, up next, former Scientologist Brendan Teague went on the Megyn Kelly show and did what most former Scientologists do and spilled the tea on Tom Cruise.
Oh, not the Top Gun.
He claims that while he was working in the church, he was privy to Tom Cruise's audition process.
Auditions for his, to be what?
In Scientology terminology, his second dynamic. It means that his spouse or marital partner or, you know, sexual partner, anything like that, it's just referred to as 2D relationship. That's
2D.
Just Scientology jargon.
This is before Katie. This is what ultimately led to Katie Holmes.
Yes.
Was there anybody on the list that you remember seeing?
By name, the only one I recognized was Scarlett Johansson, and otherwise it was
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that was right there in the report. Yeah.
Was there an audition for her?
That's what the report says, yeah.
That one was had?
Yes.
Did she want the job?
That particular report didn't say that. It just simply said that it didn't go well.
Okay, and this is not for a film. This is auditioning for a real wife.
Yeah, like the real life wife.
Mm. Oh.
So was Scarlett Johansson too tall for him?
Headcrack, I'm going to hurt you by pronouncing her last name that way. Because everybody knows it's Johansson.
The way he said it, it caught on. I caught it now.
I know. I was like, who are they talking
about? That J will be a wife for me for the rest of the day.
Scarlett Johansson.
So as for Scarlett, she quickly responded and issued a statement saying, quote, "The very idea of any person auditioning to be in a relationship is so demeaning. I refuse for anyone to spread the idea that I lack the integrity to choose my own relationships. Only a man, a.k.a. Brendan Teague, would come up with a crazy story like that." So she's saying, yeah, maybe she met Tom Cruise.
But everybody settle down. Everybody auditions for relationships. That's what we do. It's called dating. I mean, just because of Scientology, everybody has to put some weird, freaky spin on it. It's like, okay, Tom's a Scientologist. He's like, you know what? I think Scarlett Johansson's pretty hot. They're like, you know what? Let's have a party down at the church and invite her. Okay, sweet. And they come out and they meet each other. It didn't go well. The small talk didn't go well. No chemistry. It wasn't an audition process. It's called meeting somebody and seeing if you have anything.
But Scarlett seems too fun for Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is so intense. I could see her more so with, like, a Jamie Foxx or a Han Voy.
A Honus brother.
James Brown when he was still alive.
Well, moving on. First we had barbecue bacon, then we had permit patty, and now behold burrito Bob.
Oh no.
God, I can't.
Science says no eating and drinking. You don't get it? You don't get it. You must be stupid. I've seen people like you on TV.
Because he didn't have his own burrito. He was just so hungry.
Right. He was hungry. His stomach was growling. He was. Yeah. But the thing I need, aspire to be as unbothered as the burrito eater. Right? Yeah. This man did not stop chewing. From the back, his beard was doing like that.
Right. Okay. You saw his neck like.
Yeah.
I don't even think he verbally responded at any point. It was just sounds of mooms and like, you know, like yum yum sound.
Like, yum,
yeah,
yum.
Where'd you buy that burrito? Because that's a great commercial for those guys going, you know what? Nothing else matters with this burrito right now.
Yeah, not bothered.
Well, y'all, yesterday was Khloe Kardashian's birthday, and as a gift, Kim decided to make up with Tristan.
Oh, that's nice. Really?
Yes, honey. While the family gathered to celebrate Khloe, Kim asked Tristan to unblock her on Instagram.
All right, guys, so what do you think? It's Khloe's birthday. Do you think I should ask this guy to unblock me? For Khloe's birthday, we please unblock
totally
you.
Right. I mean, yeah, you're totally right. I got you.
Wait, what was that? You blocked Malika and Khadijah also? Wait, you guys. Did you know he blocked you also?
He blocked me. Both of
us? What?
Like everybody.
He had a block party.
Yeah, he did.
He should have blocked him here. And I would have kept a block. How dare you front me, honey, at the birthday party and talk about unblock you? So I wouldn't have unblocked him.
Well, she had to speak on her sister, and she was real passionate about what he did to her sister, so he felt some type of way, so he blocked her.
But you know what? I would have did it. I would have just did it for peace, and after that damn part would have been over,
block him again.
Block
him all over again.
But you know what? I mean, because y'all know I'm not into all that like y'all are. This stuff is real, this blocking man.
No, it's like the equivalent of, like, breaking up with somebody or, like, just being dead to the world.
Yes.
Because I don't even know how to use it, but I know Portia's the queen of all that, honey. You are the queen of
death. I am the queen of it, but y'all know one thing? I never block people. Yeah,
oh,
I don't
really?
Care if I dislike you, you don't like me or whatever, I will never block you. I will always let you come and see what this winning is looking like.
All right,
I will never block.
All right, well, let's talk about Shaquille O'Neal for a second. He's in a brand new movie called Uncle Drew, but he has his eyes set on a bigger site in Hollywood. He wants to do bigger things. He says he wants to be the next Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Really? Why could this be under the next Shaquille O'Neal?
Because he was already Shaquille.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, but the Dwayne Rock is already taken. Just be yourself, like Oprah said.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to get his movie career, like, super-duper popping. Yeah. He says, we come from the same place, athletes that transition. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I want similar type movies. I want to get thrillers. I want to get dramas. I want to do comedies. I want to be the next Rock. I want to do a thriller where I'm, like, a hero and I beat up all the bad guys.
But can we see him doing that?
But you kind of can't have a talk like this in a personality, you know.
He's gonna be like, say what in the high shack.
But he's kind of done those movies. Like, people always talk about how Black Panther was one of the first big black, like, superhero movies. He was in Steel.
And Kazam.
He was in Kazam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Rock kind of, in the beginning, he had some not so...
Rock came in dope. Gridiron Gang, Walking Tall.
Those his first?
Within the first five. He came in on five.
But I think he could do more of, like, Dwayne's, I don't want to say his bad movies, but, like, Tooth Fairy. Like, something like that, where it's, like, it's playing off of his size and him being a man, but yet he's got a sensitive side. I think those would be probably his best roles.
Well, maybe if he, like, works in reverse, because it's been a lot of years have gone by since, like, The Rock did his first major movie. So, like, you know, Rock was in The Scorpion King. Shaq could be in The Scorpion Kang.
K-A-N-G, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Walking tile.
Well, speaking of Uncle Drew, after the break, we sit down with the all-star cast.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the new comedy Uncle Drew has hit theaters, and we sent the homie Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast. Check it out.
How's that geriatric team of yours? You get them all individual life alert bracelets?
You still don't believe, do you? I got each of you a little something.
So we gon' ball?
We gon' ball.
This is where it happens.
Kyrie, what are like the best and worst parts about wearing all of that makeup?
The best is kind of getting away with anything a little bit. Just playing the character of kind of like pushing the envelope. The worst is like putting it on and being active in it and just sweating through the makeup and prosthetics.
What did you get away with?
Talking to a few females.
They had no idea.
Some of them did, some of them didn't.
What was the best and worst parts about wearing the makeup? Well, the good stuff and the bad stuff.
The bad stuff is that, like, you're just sweating uncontrollably underneath all of it.
Took two and a half to 3 hours to put on. That's the bad part. The good part, I mean, no one knew who you really were. You could walk down the street and...
And just, you have some fun.
Wow.
All right, I want to take it back a few years. When you guys were in school, were you the first to get picked for a team? Did this movie help your game?
I was like, I'd say my athletic heyday was like 7th, 8th grade. And then everybody started getting a lot taller. and then I was like, I don't think I'm that good at basketball.
Michael Jordan owned a Boys and Girls Club on my block, James Jordan Boys and Girls Club. Oh. So it was intense, like, basketball games played.
Well, you were coming up in Chicago when the Bulls were the best team in the world.
I remember when Mike opened the Boys and Girls. I remember that was the first time I ever saw Mike in person. And it was just like, all of us was like, oh my God, it's Michael Jordan.
It's true.
I met him once and he didn't give me his autograph.
Really?
I'll never forget it.
Really?
Thank you, Michael Jordan.
Really? Well, but, you know, Michael's known as such a nice guy.
I want a little tea here. Who is the biggest diva or divo on set, would you say?
Like, who needed, like, only the red M&Ms memory? Versus...
Lil Rel, probably, huh?
I demanded a few things. I made them put my son in the movie.
He's great, though.
I'm joking. Yeah.
His son is in the movie.
He is in the movie.
It's really cute.
What's one of your more interesting, like, people coming up to you for an autograph story? It's like, where did they want it? You to sign it? Where were you?
I would say probably the weirdest, probably, like, the bathroom or something like that. It's just like, come on, man. Like, in the bathroom, though? Like, come on, not now, not here. Please, no.
So even you're like, man, just give me a second.
Like, just please, like... This is private space for me.
Good point. If you guys could see any professional actor turn into a professional basketball player, who would that be? Who would you like to see on the court?
I mean, I'm just going to say Kevin Hart because he's short like me and he's funny. So I would love to see Kevin Hart go play some basketball.
Time out. Don't sleep on Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is a very good basketball player, can shoot threes very well.
Like, no!
Seriously, 100%. Don't bet against Kevin. In fact, Kevin would be on my celebrity team.
Your team really ain't getting no...
I'm serious.
You said Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union's my girl. Union. Yeah, no, that's my female. I'm taking...
Will Smith. I would love to see Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. No. Will can't not play basketball.
You said wish list, right?
Yes.
I would love to see Will Smith be a, you know, top-notch actor, play a basketball player.
Interesting.
He played Muhammad Ali and pulled it off.
Yeah, he did.
Definitely did. They killed that.
Thank you.
If you guys were going to have a celebrity basketball team, not made of NBA players, I want to know what celebrities, famous people, would be on this team.
Well, I would have, Khloe Kardashian. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of experience with basketball. she's probably learned a lot about the game.
And she got shoulders.
She
got the shoulders. She can post up.
Yeah, in the box. Yeah, she'll be tough to get out of the box.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Now, Tracy Morgan's been a pretty polarizing figure over the last couple weeks. Some people love him, some people are hating him a little bit much these days, but he does have advice for his younger self.
Oh, really?
So, CBS has this ongoing series called Note to Self. Here's what he told himself. He said, Tracy tells little Tracy that it's okay to be scared when his dad leaves and not to worry because his older brother Jimmy is going to step in and protect him. He also warned little Tracy to ignore the haters who tell him not to move in with his 22-year-old girlfriend and her two sons, who ends up becoming his wife.
He's telling to a six-year-old stuff? Because that sounds like all adult issues.
That's yeah. City kids grow up hard. But he said the biggest lesson for little Tracy was nothing can stop him except for drugs and alcohol. He ended up ending the letter with this. He said, it'll cost you your marriage, you'll lose a good woman, but not your life. You'll sober up, and you'll still be funny. Nothing's going to stop you, not even a Walmart truck. Second chance at love and life.
Aww. That's really nice. Yeah. It's good to be able to have retrospect. Look back and be like, dang.
Yeah.
Those things, that, you know, were bad, but they didn't stop him.
Exactly.
And he ended up being successful.
Right.
How would you deal with everybody that you deal with on Housewives?
I probably would have told my 30-year-old self to just not take it so seriously. You know what I'm saying? Just don't take it so seriously. Don't go in so open-hearted. And just have fun with it. Because I am so sensitive. I'm a Cancer. And it's camera or not, I believe we friends. Like, I be taking it to heart. If you say you like me, I think you like me. For real.
Yeah, because I don't like you for real.
You don't like me.
Mm-mm.
This ain't no reality show. I know you love me.
Okay.
I know you love
me.
I
do. Okay, shut up.
What about you, Headcrack?
I would give myself every lotto number that was ever hit. Like,
you
from 1985 to 2006, let's just say. I would also start a little unknown company called Uber. And where, like, you know, we pick up people and drop them off wherever they want to go.
Yes.
And it's
going to
completely revolutionize the transportation industry.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right. And Gary, I know how much you like to keep your feet pedicured, soft, and fabulous.
Mm.
So check out this Vanity Planet Petty Spin Complete Pedicure System. Just in time for sandal season, the 4-in-1 Petty Spin has the power to cleanse, exfoliate, soften, and buff your feet to salon-level smoothness.
But can you use it on your face?
Absolutely not. That'll be called face-off. And with its compact size, you can take it with you anywhere you go, Mr. Gary.
Yeah, you know, pushing my feet off screaming for you to do me a pedicure, girl. How much it cost?
Well, it's kind of a do-it-yourself thing, but yeah. The Vanity Planet Petty Spin Complete Pedicure System has been priced as high as $60.
Ugh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Just go to morningsave.com and say hello to summer. All right, y'all. After the break, Ice Cube wants to be name dropped by his kids.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Ice Cube is wondering why his kids don't drop his name anymore.
Do your kids throw your name around?
Nah, you know what? My kids do not use my name enough. I'm like, did you get in? Nah, we didn't get in. Why? Why you didn't use my name? Oh, man, I don't want to do that.
Really?
I'm like, y'all just, man, if I had a famous father, man, I'd be using their name all the time. Like, for everything, you know what I mean?
When you have the actual name to drop because you have a connection, like Ice Cube's kids, it's hard to drop it because it's real.
But
you know what I mean?
Yes, but sometimes you can pretend without lying. You can do this in a restaurant. You can go, "Hi, can I get a table for four?" Fancy restaurant, table for four. We don't have anything tonight, and be like, "Would it help if I said that Harrison Ford was also in our party?" And just, let me take another look. I just said, "Would it help if I said that?" And then all of a sudden, we're at a table. I didn't say he was. I said, "Would it help?" And now we're sitting
by
down
the
eating.
Table. Looking for Harrison Ford.
He looks so different in person.
It's like when the doctor walks in and tells you, "Hey, Frank, you got 3 weeks to live. I'm sorry."
Yeah.
Would it help if I told you I know Harrison Ford and he was thinking about stopping by?
Well, in that case, cancer free!
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.